Kip and Cameron today?
No real update. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of separate appointments and got to see independent doctors and all that. So Joe will get me updated as I get out on the field.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not in a position to rule either one out yet. So there's still a chance that they'll go, but I'll just I think that's probably the best way to put it at this point. Yeah, very impressed. I mean, we had him and Mac right up there as our top-ranked defensive players. Just a explosive get-off. I mean, that to me was the one thing that set him apart, was his ability to get off the ball, his first couple steps. And then that's just a knack for making big plays when they needed him. Well, I think, Andre's been around so long that I just think as far as is more of a veteran, maybe a craftier guy. But you could see the skill set that Hopkins has and why they took him when they took him. I mean, he's going to be a good player in this league. That little different body type. I mean, Andre's built more like they actually use him blocking a lot too, and almost in line like a tight end. But they're bigger guys, which we'll have our hands full. No, because he's been around the league. I mean, it's not like he's never played, and he's a rookie playing in his first game. I mean, I don't think you can ever commit, from a sellout standpoint. I mean, we'll do some things schematically, and the way that our corners have been playing, there are going to be some situations where we're going to be locked up outside, and we're going to be playing essentially 9 against 9 in the middle of the field, but. Never a huge fan of stacking it too much, because then you lose layers of the defense. That if somebody does get into the secondary, you're at risk of giving up a real long one. So I think the key to stopping the run lies more in the mentality, the technique. Schematically, we'll be in some things to help us for sure. I mean, this is one of the better run games in the league. I think they're right up there with us as far as commitment to it. I think it's about half the time is a run. I think we're maybe 1-2 or right there. Tops of the league. So I've always said that stopping the run, it's the scheme's part of it, but I think the mindset and the technique are just as important. Just that it's been business as usual. I thought they came back from the time off in shape. It's not like guys just went and partied for a long weekend and came back and we had to spend a day getting them back into shape. I thought the way the guys carry themselves around the building. They're alert. They're attentive. It's, to me, it just looks like any other week that we've had, and that's the encouraging thing. It's subtle, but you look at it, you wouldn't know whether we were coming off a loss or a win. No, I think so, and we've talked about this throughout the year, what Dansby brings, what Whitner brings, Joe Thomas, Hoyer on offense, just as far as keeping the rest of the room grounded, and to me is – to keep driving them, and that it's we have to know why we got here, and we have to continue to do it. I think it's a lot of the little things we talked about. That's what it was when there were issues. There was no one glaring issue where we said, "Hey, if we do this better, or we run this call, or we eliminate this call, that we'll stop the run better." That it is a mindset, and a lot of it's details. Gathering pre-snap information. What's the offense telling us pre-snap? Is it run or pass? If it is run, I can kind of hedge my bet and play run, and then understand. Sometimes you get some tells as far as which way the run is going. All those little things to help you. And I just think it's over time, just the continual repetition, practicing it, getting the technique right. I know that's been a big point of emphasis with Anthony Weaver as far as those guys rolling off the ball. And sometimes it's not enough to knock the guy back across from you. That you kind of have to have that sense of timing. Of when do I release off the block? You get some guys that do a great job getting knocked back, but then they fall off too late, and the runner's already gone. Some guys do it too early, so I think our guys are doing a better job of developing that sense of timing. Well, I think the play action helps. And I think the emphasis on just the way our wideouts have performed, I think it's only natural to kind of those are two kind of no name guys. And they're precise in what they do. They're supposed to run a route at 8 yards deep. They're 8 yards deep. I mean, I think there's a trust factor there with Brian with Jim and with Gary, that you know, he knows where they're going to be, and when they've had opportunities to make plays, I don't know off the top of my head if either one of them dropped the ball, but I can't remember one. He does. I don't see him that way. I mean, he's prepares each week, goes out and plays hard. Some of his games have been better than others. The encouraging thing about Buster is when he has had a subpar performance that he's bounced back with an exceptional one. But I think that's true of all of our guys that we're looking to kind of even them out, just be more consistent. But, I mean, he took a step back against Tampa and got picked on a little bit and then came back and had that performance last Thursday. I wouldn't say it's changed, but I do think it's important, and I applaud the NFL for the efforts that have been taken, the measures that are being taken to make the game safer. And you know, this year was my first year going down to the league meetings, and it was very encouraging to see the amount of time that was spent discussing player safety and concussions. Obviously, is a hot topic, and it was a big part of it. But I think it's a great sport, and I'm very fortunate that I've been able to build my career around it, and I see myself involved in football for a long time. But I think it's on us to preserve it moving forward. That we have to make it safer, and it is disturbing to look at the decline in the numbers of kids that are playing youth football. That those numbers are declining, but it's hopefully we can continue to do it and get it to a point where it's, where we make it as safe as we can possibly make it. Yeah, and I've always been very, very cautious with it. I mean, if there's just something, if a guy just didn't seem right, then it's not worth it. Get him out. And that way, when Joe Sheehan comes to me and the guy is with an issue, I mean that's why we have depth. We got to have it's also, as and I've said this before, it's on us as coaches to have the guys that are the backups. Ready to go. You never know when somebody's going to be out, whether it's just for a couple plays or whether it's an extended period of time. So I'll always be one to err on the side of caution when it comes to an injury. I mean, that's my understanding. I haven't seen anything official.
Like, is there a final memo that says it's okay?
I would assume so, but that I haven't. If there is, I haven't seen it yet. But we're all under the assumption that he's going to be available, that he'll be coming off suspension Monday. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. Who's that, Austin and Hawk? Yeah, I think so. I think I don't know how much time that they've. I mean, they had a lot of time in the spring, and then through the time that Josh was here in training camp, and I'm just very pleased with where that room is from that standpoint. I mean, I think that one of the reasons that room's had the production that it's had and to the outside world has significantly overachieved is because of the veteran presence of the leadership of a Miles Austin, who's not a big rah-rah guy. Neither is Hawk. They both lead in their own way, but I think the examples that they set can't help but rub off on whether it's Gabriel and I think even Travis has always been very professional, handled his business very well, and I think that'll only be a positive for Josh when he's back in that room full time.